Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Did you see this? It's coming back.
Oh, what is that show called?
Extreme Home Makeover, where they build those homes for people who need a home.
Yeah, there was a reason why that went bust, and I thought it was because the homeowners couldn't afford the taxes on it.
Bingo.
It wasn't that the situation?
I hope they fixed that.
Yeah, because all of a sudden their property tax, they exploded. These people couldn't pay for it. And then Ty Pennington, didn't he get like a DUI or something like that?
I'm not sure.
And he went away, but now he's on a different show.
Yeah, he's a squirrely dude. I met him a couple of times. He was here in Denver. He came into town to do like a home and garden show or something, and he made an appearance, and he also came on the show at that time, and he was really wired up.
Did you feel like he had something in his system?
I don't know. I'm not going to say one way or the other, but he was a very squirrely dude, man. He was just crazy.
A squirrely dude, man.
A lot of energy. But he's coming back, I guess, the Extreme Home Makeover.
Is he going to host it?
He doesn't say.
Okay. Because he's on another show that's kind of like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a long time. But it doesn't say in this particular article who's going to host the show. They say it's coming back. And if you want to complete an application online, you can do so. Or if you want to nominate another family that needs a new home, then you can do that. But it is coming back. And I guess it's going to be bigger than ever.
So I need my house redone, like completely gutted because it's a mess. But don't you have to have like some kind of like woe is me story? Didn't it always have a woe is me?
Yeah, I think it almost has to be to the point that you're homeless.
Well,
I mean, just saying that your house is falling down, dad lost his job, you know, just a sad story all the way around.
I mean,
mom lost the job, either way. But I think it has to be a really sad story.
Am I thinking that right? Does it have to be a woe is me story?
It's got to be well deserving, yes. Right, you got to be a deserving family, which means a woe story.
A woe story, yeah.
Yeah, in order to be selected for the show.
Oh, you know what? We should get, since Schmadil lives with his uncle, they should get their house redone.
Hey, well, they're not redone. Doing it, they tear it down. You build a brand new one.
We also don't own our property.
Oh, you don't
rent. Yeah.
Oh, you rent.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, then you're a perfect candidate.
They tear it down.
Yeah, they start over, don't they?
I don't think so.
I think you're thinking about the home renovations. I think they build a brand new home.
They do.
I think so. Oh boy!
It's been a long time. I mean, it's been a long time. No, I thought they just gutted your house and redid the whole thing, but maybe they do it like you said. I don't know.
No, I think this particular show, it was not about a renovation. What they do is they come in and they level the place. They come in, they start from the ground up, brand new foundation and everything.
Really?
And they build you a brand new mansion.
There was something in there. It said about renters too. It said that there was something in there about renters. You could get in there. All right, here, stop. Stop right there. Let's see here. Every application is remodel their home, and there's a new twist. They're also encouraging renters and people interested in relocating to apply.
Oh,
you're a renter.
I should sign up.
You should sign up.
So you could relocate.
That would be great.
Well, I think those were separate, but okay, yeah.
No, I mean, I'm just saying that, that for a brand new home, you'd move to Omaha, right?
No.
Or wherever?
No.
You wouldn't go for a brand new home?
I'd rather live in a slum in Denver than go to Nebraska.
What? Have you ever been to Nebraska?
Yeah, I have a teammate that...
But you'd have a new home, and you would own it. It's yours.
I like Denver too much.
Man, you millennials. Somebody tries to give you a home.
Not Nebraska.
I'd do it in a heartbeat. They built me a $600,000, $700,000 home in Omaha. I'd go there tomorrow.
You would move to Omaha.
Yeah, I think I would.
Lies.
For $700,000 and it's free?
You wouldn't go to Omaha.
I think I would.
That's a great question, though.
I've never been.
Would you go to Omaha for a new house?
Yeah, would you relocate for a brand new spanking house that is just, I mean, you don't owe anything on it. The property, everything is yours. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Omaha.
I think I would.
I feel like I've been to Omaha. I think there was like, there's one mill.
Let's name something else. Go to Kansas. Go to Wichita.
I'll go to Aurora.
No.
No.
I want to stay in Colorado. That's
my
point.
You don't get everything you want there, millennial. You got to make a sacrifice in some way, we're saying.
Yeah.
Would you relocate to a whole different state? Let's say you got to go down to New Mexico.
I'd stick with what you said, Omaha.
Omaha, Nebraska. Yeah. Would you go to Omaha for a brand new, and they make nice houses too.
Yeah.
This is not some like shanty.
No, this is gorgeous.
This is really a nice place.
You get to keep all the furnishings.
And you get all the furnishings. You get everything. You get the property that it's on. You get all of it.
This is
a
great question. And the fact
would you leave?
And the fact, so you and I are established here, right? Like we have kids in school and all that. He has nothing.
Right.
Like he has nothing and he still won't go.
He doesn't
that
see
is
this.
Crazy to
you
me.
Don't see this as a good deal. You could do what in Omaha, what you do here, and make the
it's
same amount of money.
Deal.
It's not a money thing.
It's a good deal, but like my quality of life wouldn't be the same because I love Denver so much. And
your quality of life. You live
there.
With your uncle in a basement in a house that you rent.
I love.
What do you mean your quality
there.
Of
it's
life
fine.
Wouldn't be?
But you, it's not like you snowboard.
Well, paintball fields are the. We have a world class paintball field here, and Omaha definitely does not have that.
Wait.
Hold on. Nebraska has less fields than Colorado?
Paintball
I don't think
fields.
So, pal.
Paintball fields. They don't have good ones.
You
can paintball any field.
No, not world class.
World class paintball.
What does that mean? We have world class paintball?
We have an AstroTurf field with brand new bunkers. They update them every year. It's a Blitz paintball is a great field.
So you won't go to Omaha for a $700,000 house.
Because it's too inconvenient.
Because there's no world-class paintball.
If I could put my own paintball field in the backyard, yeah, let's do that.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
This is crazy.
That is, like, it's just not even common sense.
It's really not.
You have no ties here.
Yeah, I do.
Barely can get a date. On the weekend.
Okay, we don't have to tear the guy
down. Okay, I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't mean to bring the women into this.
I'm just talking about him being a millennial and not seeing the investment.
Don't you get this?
Like the upside of all this.
Say the deal is that you got to go to Omaha, Nebraska, and you've got to stay there for at least 10 years. You're 29.
Years.
Okay. By 40 years old, you can move back to Denver, sell the house, and you're on your way.
I would still really need to think about it.
You wouldn't do it.
It's probably in Omaha.
Let me ask you this. What do you have in your 401k?
Probably about $500 right now.
Okay. And you're 30.
Yeah, but I just
this
started
doing
it. This
is a guaranteed $700,000 retirement plan.
Which this could be worth a lot more in 10 years.
Yeah.
Could be $1.2, $3 million.
I need you to think big picture, buddy.
I just like Denver too much. I can't
the
say.
The world class. You guys, did any of you, I'm asking all of you listening right now, did y'all know that we had a world class paintball field?
Nobody does. Nobody
it's does. Really good.
I don't even get it.
World class.
A world class paintball field.
Dude, I don't know. Your priorities are all mixed up. Right? They really are.
Yeah.
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 We're making you see the light, I hope, at least, you know?
I'm considering it.
Okay.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.